Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a fantastic Saturday. Howard, you came in with your top down, didn't you?
Well, top down on my car. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
it was
that's
wonderful.
Awesome. It is indeed. And I just want to welcome everyone to the show this morning to Real Estate Radio with Angela
and Susan
and Howard here today.
Yes. And I want to start out by giving a shout out to one of my favorite customers. I love it when my children's aged friends become old enough to buy homes.
Yeah.
I don't even let that make me feel old. Not at all. I just get so excited about the process. So yesterday I had the privilege of helping Bailey and Zach look for a home. And I've known her since she was 9. So, I mean, it's just fun. It's just really exciting for me.
Does that say anything about how long you've been in the business, Angela?
See, 22
you usually
years.
Tease me.
22 years. No, I got, you got, like y'all combined, I got more years than y'all. You and Susan combined, I have more years than both of you.
You do.
Yes.
Yes.
So I know everyone thinks you're the authority and you're the go-to guru of Real Estate Radio. I just let them think that.
All right. Well, we are the problem-solving realtors.
We are.
And the dream makers. That's right. You like to say
that? I like to be the dream maker. You be the problem solver.
Okay. Well, together with Susan and our other team member, Rob, who is downstate today, we do a lot to help people, don't we?
We do.
Yeah. And it's such a pleasure handing the keys over to someone and see the gleam in their eye when they get, especially their first home.
Sometimes tears. They're just so excited.
Yes.
We've definitely had closings where the people were crying.
Sometimes it's the first home. Sometimes it's the second. Sometimes they're downsizing to their forever retirement home.
And, yes.
So it's all good. So some people moved back from Arizona, some customers, and
woo-hoo!
We signed the papers.
Welcome, Bill and Eileen. Back to Jack's.
Back
so
to Jack's.
So excited. And you know what? They had the good fortune of finding a home the first day we went house hunting last week.
That is great. That's great.
First day.
Yeah, the house.
Who
is,
can do that? I mean, come on. People who live here aren't even doing that.
Yeah, the house is being built and it will be ready, what, September? That's good.
Yep.
And they are regular listeners. They used to live in California, I think, at one point, and were listening. They moved here. We helped them find a house. They moved to...
Sold their house here.
Yeah. Okay. And anyway, we're glad that they are coming back.
They left. They came back. We're so excited because they're friends, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's good that we meet some great, great people that we become friends with over the years.
It is a huge bonus, isn't it?
How about that?
Yeah. Love it.
Well, welcome to Real Estate Radio. Of course, we want to start the show with what's special about today, which absolutely has nothing to do with real estate, but it's kind of fun to, you know, reminisce about some of the things that come up with what's special about today. Sometimes it brings us back to our childhood. Sometimes it brings us just memories. So today is Eeyore's birthday. And you have to think, okay, Eeyore. It's the donkey from Winnie the Pooh. Now, how they decided that it's his birthday, I don't know.
You probably have to read the book again.
I don't know. But it's Eeyore's birthday.
And how old is Eeyore?
It didn't say.
Ah.
It didn't say.
Okay.
It's also Independent Bookstore Day.
Oh, I like that.
So
I like indies.
That's right. There are some independent bookstores. There's a great one off of Route 17 that sell a lot of used books.
Chamblin. Yes. Oh, I love going in
thousands
there. Boy, I could get lost for hours and
of
hours
bookstores
and hours.
In there.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to visit them today. It's also International Marconi Day. Do you remember who Marconi was? Anybody?
Marconi was electricity. It was an inventor, right?
He was an inventor. Now, we're sitting in a studio. What kind of studio are we sitting in?
Radio.
Radio.
So he made the radio?
He invented radio.
Also, winner, winner, winner.
That's right. It's National Go Birding Day. I never went to go birding, but I know there are a lot
don't
of people.
Don't they have a fancier name for that? Just saying.
I don't know, but it's National Go Birding
Day. Susan, do you know that?
No, I do not know
You
that.
Know everything fancy.
Well, I like to watch birds. I have bird feeders and bird houses.
Okay. But it's also National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Now, I have a question when I saw this.
What was your
now,
question?
Now, a pig is pork.
Yes.
What if instead of putting little pork piggies in there, you put a beef one in there? Do you change it to National
Cow in a Blanket?
Cow in a Blanket Day?
Don't think so.
I don't know.
No,
or
not.
Or today, you know, everybody's doing veggie stuff too.
Yeah.
And imposter kind of foods.
I think you
so
can.
So then what would you call it? A veggie in a blanket?
I don't know. Well, I think we've gone crazy. Yes. Actually, this is, it was invented here, but it was still, Betty Crocker was the first one to actually supposedly make a recipe for it. But actually, several different countries have different versions of it.
Aha.
Aha is right. Also, it's National Rebuilding Day. So if your home was had some damage to it or anything like that, there's a day for it. National mm-hmm. Rebuilding Day. It's also National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. So if you have some outdated prescriptions or your doctor prescribes something for you and you don't use that anymore, instead of flushing it down the toilet or putting it in a landfill, take it back to your CVS or Walgreens, take it back to them and they have means of destroying it. How about that?
Did not know that. Actually, I thought I heard that this week, but I didn't realize it was a real thing.
Okay. Also, National Sense of Smell Day.
Mm.
So take some time to enjoy the smells around you, whether it be the flowers that are starting to bloom, whether it be your perfect perfume.
You know what? There are a ton of people who in the last year have lost their sense of smell. People who had COVID.
That's true.
They can't smell now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also National Day of Puppetry. And I'll bet everyone that's listening at some time in their life, they slipped a puppet on their hand and
yes.
played with a puppet.
Even if it was a sock.
That's right. Or if you were a parent, how many times did you do that
yeah.
and entertain your children? Did the two of you do that?
Of course.
I certainly did that
of course.
With my kids. And there was a favorite puppet that my daughter and I had together. Great moments. It's also New Kids on the Block Day. Do you remember who New Kids on
yes.
the Block was?
Yes.
They were the first famous boy band. And
yes.
Governor Dukakis actually started that day in 1989.
How about
because that band was from his state.
How about that?
Yeah. Also, Save the Frogs Day. I don't know how you save the frogs, but it's Save the Frogs Day. It's also World Healing Day, and this is very, very appropriate for COVID, although it was not started as a result of COVID, but it is World Healing Day.
What did it start from?
I don't know. Now, here's an interesting one that you can take two different ways. It's World Day for Lab Animals, so I don't know it's to save them or to thank them, because so many of the drugs that we have are because of the experiments that were done for lab animals.
Yes.
So don't know whether it's to save them or to thank them. Anyway, World Meningitis Day, World Tai Chi Day, and World Veterinary Day. So if you love your pet, then love taking care of them and thank all the people that work in veterinary offices, not just the vets, but the veterinary technicians. So thank all of them for what they do and take care of your pets.
Yes.
So.
It's wonderful.
All of those things to be thankful for and to remember. And that's what we thank for here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We got a lot more to talk about, including a contest. And here it is real quick. In the last 2 years, a big survey of builders was done. What manufacturer of kitchen appliances is used most by builders in newly constructed homes? What manufacturer of kitchen appliances is used most by builders in newly constructed homes. Give us a call, 222-8255, and we will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Everybody, welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. Did you know it was a four happy?
It's always a four happy when we get on the radio and get to talk to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
But most of all, when they call in and talk to us. And by the way, last week Phil called, and like he usually does, and he wasn't feeling well. And I sure hope that he is feeling better this week.
Yes.
So hopefully he'll give us a call. Maybe he'll guess on the contest as well.
So run through the contest.
The contest, again, is a very simple one, perhaps, perhaps not. In that there was a survey done of a majority of builders around the country, both big builders and small builders. And the question that was asked of them was, in the last 2 years, what manufacturer of kitchen appliances do they most use in newly constructed homes?
That's interesting. I think you have to think about the big builders.
Well, okay.
Right? Because they're going to have more of an impact than smaller builders would. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
So stoves,
somebody
dishwashers,
out there knows
microwaves.
The answer. The other thing is, it's a limited selection of answers, right? There's only so many appliance makers.
Well, there are more than you think. But a lot of the, there are some high end ones that you don't even, most people don't know the names of, like Fisker and Paykel. Hardly anybody knows that name for dishwashers.
But if you need a two drawer dishwasher, that's who you go
that's
to.
That's who you go to. So nobody guess Fisker and Paykel. Because it's not that.
No.
So
I could take some other ones off the list too.
You want to take one off the list? Wolf?
I could take three off the list that are all in that same category.
Okay, take another one off the list.
Viking. And Thermidor.
Okay.
They're all high end, so it's not going to be in this everyday number that you're looking for.
Okay, so I'm guessing that by the third caller, we're going to have a winner.
I guess the first caller.
Well, not
what do you think, Susan? First caller, second caller, third caller?
Second caller.
Okay. See which one of us is right.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's get
the
phone
ring. So call in. You need the number. It's 904-222-TALK, which is 8255.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
So call. And then talk to us while you're on the phone, too, because, you know, this is a fun day.
Did something special happen this week in Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service or was reported that nobody knows about because we track some numbers?
You know what? You have made it your business to track these numbers since we started 10 years ago. 10 years ago. People think about that. We wake up every Saturday and come to the studio and do a show. And Howard writes it every Friday. 10 years, he's been charting how many houses sell according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service. This is a record-breaking number, crazy number, and I got to tell you about it. And thank you for letting me have the privilege of sharing some unbelievable, wacky news. For the first time since we've reported in 10 years, this past week for homes and condominiums, 1,017 offers got accepted. We've never broken the 1,000 threshold of offers being accepted. That is a crazy, crazy, crazy number.
Now, I want to clarify something. Nassau has its own MLS.
Yep.
So I take out Nassau County. And St. Augustine has its own MLS. So I take out the area of St. Augustine. I just do that. So I really report what's in our area here.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't tell me that. All these numbers are underreported then. Because all the people here who live in this area are listening. They're listening whether they're in Clay or Duval or Flagler or St. John's Nassau, Baker, Clay. You know, you crazy. I bet this number is way, 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 way higher.
Well, it is. But this is according to the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. And I can't include everything that's sold because more sold in Nassau because some people only advertise in the Nassau and not in the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. And some people just advertise in the St. Augustine and don't also put it in this one. So
that's true.
Hey, we got a caller.
Okay, let's do the caller.
Good morning, caller. It's Bill.
Good morning.
This is Bill, our Bill. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. How are you both doing this morning?
Well, we're doing fantastic, and we're so delighted to hear your voice this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and it feels great not to have to get up before 6 o'clock in the morning to listen to you two.
Yes, back from Arizona.
Good to have you back in Florida, Bill.
it's great to be back. It is totally great to be back.
This is our happy, fortunate homeowner who went shopping for a house and found one the first day. Right,
and
Bill?
We cannot believe it. We cannot believe, you know, that we were able to basically walk in. I think it was the second home we walked into, and it was like, wow, there's no turning back.
Yes.
So that was perfect.
Yes. And I don't want people to think your adventure was haphazard because we started your adventure while you were still in another state. So we were looking for things. You were narrowing it down. You were thinking about which builder you wanted to work with. And you knew that you knew that you knew that you knew that it was Lennar. Because you had built with them before and had a fantastic experience. So then we narrowed it down to everywhere that Lennar is building. And you ended up in my favorite neighborhood, which is Beachwalk.
Unbelievable. The location, the close proximity to basically everywhere, including the freeways and shopping and new centers going in, opportunity for new restaurants. It's amazing. We're truly looking forward to making that that final move.
Yes. And the thing that you get to participate with every day, should you choose, is just to go up to the amenity center, feel like you're at the beach, but there's no sharks in the water.
That's right.
Right? I was at the beach this week, and I saw a shark in the water. Yeah, everybody had to, you know, skedaddle out of the water. Yeah, that was scary. So it isn't like that. This is so clean. It's perfect color blue, and it has a bar. Not that anybody drinks, but it has a bar that you can swim up to and get a cocktail. I mean, this is the resort lifestyle. It's got a fire pit you can sit around. It's got a restaurant, wine tasting, activities. It's awesome.
It is. It truly is unexpected opportunity, and we grabbed at it, and we just can't wait. I know it's a number of months ahead of us, but I guarantee it will be well worth the wait, and the quality of the build there compared to some of the other developments, totally upgraded from just about anybody.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, it's one of their premier communities, for sure, for sure. Well, we're excited that you called in this morning. Were you calling about the contest or just to say hey? Or
both. Okay. I'd like to give a guess for the contest.
Great.
I do know that Lennar, at least here in this area, doesn't use them, but my guess is going to be a GE.
GE is not the correct answer.
Okay.
It's close. It's number two.
It is number two.
But it was not number one.
Yeah.
Oh, not a problem.
Yes, well, but we're so excited guessing. You called in.
I appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you very soon.
All right.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. All right. Looks like we have another caller. Or did everybody hang up? I'm not sure. Looks like everybody hung up.
No, I see a flashing.
There's one? Okay, there's one flashing again. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Howard and Angela.
It's Phil.
Before I guess one or two, I have a tribute to you guys. Can I read it? It's real short.
Sure.
Okay. Good morning, Angela and Howard, Team Realty, Bill from Orange Park. Tribute to Howard and Angela and team. On behalf of myself and the greater community of Northeast Florida and listeners everywhere, we present you all with a 5-star Northeast Florida unofficial Top Realty Customer Service Award. Congratulations. Thank you for all the good you do all the time. I cannot clap because it helps a little better, but not up to holding the phone and clapping at the same time. Y'all are, today you're 5.5-star. And Angela, I like the four, we all like the four happies. And oh my gosh. Did Howard do his homework last night or what? Wow, sometimes you're a little lame, one or two or three, but I wrote most of them down when I could. I'm going to guess on, I'm going to say, I'm not going to give all the ones I wrote down, but I'm going to say GE or LG, but I'm going to go with LG, because I'm probably wrong about the cost factor, because I do browse the stores and this and that, or I used to anyway. The oldest one, if you did this 10 years ago, it would have been GE or Whirlpool, but or Mana. But I'm going to say, I'm going to guess LG, and I'm probably wrong.
I love LG products. It means life is good, right? So, but that's not the answer, Phil. I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Finish up, so someone else can call. What was I going to say? Health is a little better, but prayers are welcome because we're not there yet on the good end. Okay.
Oh, good. Thank Why don't you call us? You have our number. Why don't you call us after the show
I
so we can chat?
Your cell phone numbers, if my health allows, also yes, I will.
All right. Okay. God bless you,
Sounds
Phil. Thanks
good.
For calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
When we come back after
so
the break.
So I got a 5.5-star review. Did
and
you hear that?
And he included me. I'm part
he
of the team.
He said, and the team.
There you go.
So he included Susan. He's so thoughtful.
So when we come back after the break, Angela will tell more about the numbers, including what happened with interest rates. And there's surprise there as well. So you're going to want to hear about that. Something that surprised you and me and Susan as well. And if it surprised all of us, it's going to be a surprise to all of you. So you're going to want to hear that. Also, oh no, what are builders doing now? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Republicans' point man for the 2022 midterm elections for the House of Representatives is predicting big gains there. National Republican Congressional Committee Chairman Representative Tom Emmer told the Salem Radio Network this week that voters have many concerns about the liberal Democrat agenda and also about the policies in particular of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. With the U.S. pause of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 stretching into a second week, authorities this week began to weigh whether to resume the shots the way the European regulators decided to, with warnings of a very rare risk. Now the government says it is okay to use the vaccine again, despite the rare case of some blood clots in some people who've received the shots. On Wall Street, it was a booming session to end the week. The Dow was up 227 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up right about 200. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We are the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts.
And creators of M Shack, your favorite local burger place.
When we decided to branch from fine dining to open M Shack, we knew we wanted to build a much better burger.
Hey, Matt, can you build a better burger with just toppings?
Nah.
Better condiments?
I don't think so.
A better bun?
It's like I said from the beginning, Dave, you got to grind your own meat.
You didn't say that in the beginning.
I did say that from the beginning, we had to grind our own meat.
Well, I agree. But what kind of top quality meat are you talking about?
Chuckin' brisket, bro. What else is there?
Ha, I can't argue with that one.
And Dave, that's how you build a better burger.
M Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More. It takes family to build a better burger. Let the M Shack brothers build your family a better burger. Stop in for happy hour between 3 and 5 for $3 burgers, shakes, and more. Visit mshackburgers.com and order online. M Shack Burgers. Let our family build your family a better burger.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Today and tonight, expect windy conditions with rain heavy at times, 87 the daytime high, dropping to 67 overnight. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday in the mid-80s, clear Sunday night, a low of 63. The last work week of April, Monday through Friday, sunny days, topping out at 82, partly cloudy nights in the mid-60s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Good morning, everybody, once again. Thank you for staying tuned with us through the station breaks. We appreciate it. We are back here live.
We are.
You know what I'd like to say? Not Memorex. Boy, why do I always want to say that?
Well, because it was such
such a strong commercial, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. This is live, not Memorex. Do you remember that?
My favorite commercial now.
No.
She's too young.
She's storytelling. She remembers. You don't remember that?
I don't remember the commercial. I remember Memorex.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the commercial was like, is it live or is it Memorex?
Oh, okay.
Memorex is so good, you can't tell whether it's live or not. But anyway, we're live.
Okay. All okay. Right. I won't tell everybody what my favorite commercial is now.
You are or you won't?
I will. Oh, well, okay, I will. It's the Progressive commercial where the couple bought a new house and they're sitting down. They love their house. And they say they have an ant problem.
That is a funny commercial,
it is,
isn't
great,
it?
Great, yes.
Going all right. Through the refrigerator and the pipes.
I still want people to call in and to tell me what is the appliance used, the kitchen appliance most used by builders over the last 2 years. We've had a guess of Whirlpool. No, we haven't had a guess of Whirlpool. We haven't had a guess of KitchenAid. What are the other big appliance manufacturers? KitchenAid, Whirlpool, GE, what are the other ones?
I guess they'll have to
LG.
Guess.
LG.
I can't
I'm
tell
not gonna,
you.
I'm not going to tell people the
I
other
know,
ones.
I know, yeah. I know, I know. I know what they are. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
What are we talking about now? You want to talk about interest rates?
No, you haven't finished how many new homes came on the market and such.
Did I just get stopped?
All
that
you
it's
said
1,017?
Was 1,017.
Okay. Well, that's really cool. It is such an exciting number. And that number was up 6%. So last week it was 900 and something. Who knows what it was. But now 1,000. We've broken the 1,000. 555 new homes came on the market. That's up 9%. 352 of those 555, which is 63%, they're already under contract. So when we started reporting on this 10 years ago, Howard, our average numbers were like
15.
Anywhere from 15. And during the summer and the heat of selling time, it was 25%. We thought that was a big deal. Now it's 63% of those that come on the market are sold in the very first week. And you know what? Our customers are feeling it, and so are the realtors.
You know, before you go on, let's divert for a minute and talk about that. So many, you know, there are a lot of homes coming on the market. They get sold so quickly.
Yes.
We've talked so many times that prices are going up.
Yes.
And we've talked to a lot of customers. Is this a bubble?
No.
This is not a bubble like it was years ago. All of the professionals, all the experts are saying this is not a bubble. Prices are going up. They're expected to stay up. They're expected that prices are still going to climb for a while. Then the amount of increases are going to not go as fast. They expected that by the end of the year, they'll go up maybe 5%. But right now, they're going up 10% a year, 15% per year. They're climbing dramatically, and many, many people are paying above the asking price.
Yes.
In order, because there's a supply and demand situation here. Now, is it worth that price? If a house is on the market for $300 and somebody is paying $325 over asking price, you have to ask yourself, is the home worth it? And the answer is absolutely positively, maybe.
Right.
Now, 6 months ago, was it worth $350 or $325?
No.
Well, what something is worth is what someone is willing to pay.
Ding, 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 ding. Welcome to supply and demand.
Now, it used to be what someone is worth is what would it appraise for?
Right. Because realtors got real crafty, and they figured out what that formula is pretty close to what appraisers might do,
what
right?
What did the last three houses that sold in the last 3 months of similar quality and construction in the neighborhood?
With or without a pool, you could find all sorts of common denominators.
But today, it's people are willing to pay more than what the comparables are.
Yes.
That's what supply and demand is.
Yes.
So if there's a buyer out there that wants a house because they want it, they like it, they're willing to pay for it.
Even if they just need it, Howard. Some people are down to, I got to get a house. I have to move.
Then if a house is listed for $300 and somebody else is willing to pay $320, even above the appraised amount.
Yeah.
Then that's what the value is.
That is what the value is.
It may not be the value to A, B, and C buyer, but it may be the value to Mr. D buyer.
That's exactly right. And everything's relative. So while we sit here and we're, you know, I think most of, no, I was going to say we've at least all been here 15, 20 years. But, you know, you're local to the area and you think, oh, gosh, that's just too expensive for that neighborhood, right? That might be our mindset because we're from here. Now bring in someone from California or New York or New Jersey or Chicago who thinks, wow, your prices are fantastic. I would be willing to win this house by giving, oh, I don't know, $40,000 more than what they're asking because I can afford it and I think your house prices are too cheap. So, right. So a game changer, that's like a game changer, is with all these people who are coming into Florida and they have a lot of cash that they're infusing into our marketplace, which makes it not a bubble. It makes it really bringing the price up.
So if you like a house, it looks good, you want to live there, and you're just going to offer. And you think that because it looks good and there's a shortage of homes, multiple people are going to want it.
Yes.
If you're just going to offer the asking price or even $5,000 higher, you're not going to get it.
Correct.
So you might as well not make an offer.
Right.
Because you're wasting your time. And here's the most important thing. You're going to be disappointed.
You are, because you're not going to get it.
Because
there's someone where you think the house is kind of average or whatever. Maybe I don't feel like I want to overpay for that one. If that's how you feel, get out of the game. Because there's someone who's thinking, I love this house. It's right next to my cousin or whatever. I mean, you don't know what someone else's motivation is to buy that house. And there's more buyers than there are houses, and people have money, and they have great mortgage opportunities. So you're just selling yourself short if you keep trying to pay asking price on the first day, thinking you're going to win a bid. It's not happening.
But you brought up another interesting thing. If you find one that you absolutely love,
grab it.
Somebody else is going to absolutely love it. If it's
yes.
your perfect house, and by the way, there is no perfect house. When you move in, you're going to find something different. My brother, who is a home builder, he's designed many houses for people. He just designed one for himself in Pennsylvania. And when we were there, we pointed out something to him, and he thought, oh gosh, you're right. Once I built it, I see what you're talking about. And it had to do with how many windows were in his bedroom. And he agreed we were right. So even though he's designed many houses, he designed this for himself. Once it was 90% built, he realized, uh-oh, I made a mistake. So there's no perfect house. But in any event, when you find one that is really, really good and you really, really want it, somebody else is going to love it also. That's the one where you really, really have to put in a bid that is going to absolutely win it. And it's not full price, and it may be $20,000 or $30,000 higher.
Or more. It depends upon the price point.
So
you start getting in that, you know, upper numbers, the number's no longer 10 or 20 over list.
Now,
it's 50 over list.
Now, a year ago, we would never have said this. We would have said, a year ago, you know, you were lucky to sell a house at list price.
That's
right.
You were
lucky to do that.
Oh, yeah.
These are not those times.
Right. The market has shifted, and you need to get on board. So if you really need a house, you're going to be more inclined to do what it takes to get that house. Right?
This is what we're finding every single day, whether you're buying a $200,000 house, a $400,000 house. This is even happening on multi-million dollar houses.
We're
reading about things in California. We're reading about things.
It's happening here, on the million-dollar houses. Yes, there's. I'm looking at things. I'm doing comps in certain neighborhoods in the million and a half range, and I'm seeing the other stuff had highest and best.
Wait till you hear. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what builders are doing now, even on their homes for sale.
Yes, it's crazy.
Getting higher than list price.
Oh, way over. way over, 50,000 over what it was a couple months ago.
We're
going to
tell you how they are doing that. You're not going to believe it.
Nope.
It's a changed market. Stay with us.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy.
Is there an echo in here or something?
That's a lot of happies.
Yeah. Well, I'm a lot of happy. What can I say?
All right, we're in the fourth segment. We got to talk really quick about what happened with interest rates, and then we've got to tell you what we alluded to about what builders are doing, and which tags on to about how prices are changing. So what happened with interest rates?
And we have to talk about our open house today.
Yes.
I don't want to forget open house in Queens Harbor, please. Okay. So interest rates. So here's what's happened that is a little odd, right? The 30-year rate, it fell. I didn't say it went up. It fell 0.07 of a point to 2.97%. And during this same week last year, the rates were at 3.33%.
So this is the third week in a row that's dropped, and it dropped below
3%. It's crazy.
This was not expected.
It is not expected, but there's a reason for that, right?
There's always a reason.
There's always a reason. Are we going to leave that to the Van Wees to talk about?
We'll leave it to the Van Wees.
All right. The 15-year rate fell 0.06 of a percent to 2.29%. This time last year, it was 2.86%. We're still doing fabulous.
Fabulous.
The FHA 30-year rate, it's staying around 2.62%. So we'll leave the rest of those details.
So although prices are going up, interest rates are fabulous, and you have so much more buying power than you did a year ago, and certainly more than 2 years ago, and more than 3 years ago, and more than 4 years ago. So talk to a mortgage broker. You can call Christine Kennedy. What's Christine's number, Angela, to get pre-approved?
514-6969.
Because you're not going to win a bid if there's a multiple offer situation and you're not going to get approved for, nobody's going to sign a contract. The seller is not going to sign a contract unless you are pre-approved.
Get your loan approval happening. Like, do not wait till you find a house. Start your loan process, and then you'll be approved subject to finding a home.
And remember,
that is your best way. It's your best way to compete in this environment where there's so many offers that are cash. You can make, if you have your approval in hand, you can turn your contract into the same as a cash offer.
And by the way, you still can find a house while your house is on the market, and we can tell you what your house is valued at, and it's probably more than you think. Because again,
I know.
Even though the price of buying a house is more, the price of selling your house is more too, of course. All right, now, what are builders doing that's going to surprise you?
Yes.
So, Angela, well, you and Susan talk about that.
We've been talking about this a little bit in the past couple weeks about builders and how they're able to monopolize in this marketplace, and they are getting quite crafty, especially the big builders who have stockholders that they have to answer to, right? They are really figuring out ways to make more money. The first thing they're doing is taking price increases every week or every 2 weeks or at least once a month, and it's 1% to $5,000 each price increase. They're also limiting the number of contracts that they're letting into that market. So in one neighborhood, it could be two contracts, and then they take a price increase. It could be one contract, and then they take a price increase. So they're sort of pacing themselves.
So if you're waiting 3 months before you decide to go into a community, and somebody's taking a price increase every 2 weeks, and it's 1%?
Yeah.
Oh my
goodness.
So a $300,000 home, that's $3,000.
Right. Don't wait.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Don't wait.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Don't wait. Get it under contract now. You don't have to close until the house is purchased, but there's more. Page two.
So there's no choice on flooring, lighting, colors, appliance packages, upgrades, i.e., you got to take it as it is.
That's a
man.
Huge change.
You know what? That is a tough pill to swallow, too.
So they're eliminating design centers.
Yes.
Right.
And they're taking steps out of the process, and they're controlling that, right? So the tough thing is, did they pick a color a year ago that people still want today?
Interesting.
That's the risk they run is, are the buyers, because you know they're watching HGTV and the styles have to change for HGTV to last long time. You know, are the colors going to be the same, and will they be desirable by the
current
market?
What else are they doing, Angela?
All right. Well, they are building a home until it's almost finished, and then they're offering it at a minimum starting bidding price. And then,
so it's like a spec home.
Yep.
But.
And sometimes they're even letting it, as soon as it hits slab, they're calling it inventory. Okay. They're calling it spec inventory. And they will start bidding. So what they'll do is they'll take a letter of interest or a letter of intent. And once they get enough letters of intent, so they're bidding against each other, then they will tell everybody, you need a highest and best. So just because you say, I want to buy this house today, and maybe there's no other offers on it, it does not mean the builder will sell it to you.
So what used to be is, okay, here it is on this lot, and it's $300,000.
Yep.
But that's just the starting price, and you can't pick anything because it's all picked for you.
Yep.
And they get 20 people to say, okay, here's the starting price of $300,000.
Yeah.
So somebody else is going to bid $300,000. 20,
yep.
And then they pick the highest package. And the package might include what? So it's not only the price, but how much they're putting down, how much the binder is. So they're going to take the highest one. So that $300,000 home may end up getting to the builder for $350,000.
Yes.
Just because they're bidding it up, kind of like eBay.
Yes.
And remember, the binders are non-refundable.
Right. Big binders.
That could be a
big binders.
Big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what else are they doing?
Escalatory clauses are being added into contracts to increase the price to offset increases in the price of lumber.
So what's an escalatory clause?
So the escalatory clause is to let them know that the price is subject to materials. So instead of like, you know, we already have all the lumber ordered, whatever, this is the price of the home. No, it could actually go up because we maybe haven't secured all the lumber we need.
So you think you're buying that house at X number of dollars.
But it may go up.
But it could go up 10%.
Yep.
It can go up 15%. So you don't know what the real cost is.
It's a really interesting market.
It is a really, really interesting market.
I love how crafty corporations can be because they can really figure out how to raise prices and make more profit. And sometimes they're swapping out the selection of appliances, for instance. Maybe they had a high-end appliance, and now they're going with a middle-of-the-road appliance.
By the way, do they think, you know, their contract is 30, 40 pages long?
Oh, no, 82.
All right, that's
the last one we did.
And do you think you're going to sit there and read it all? No. You really need a realtor. You really need a realtor to go there with you and to make sure you as the buyer are aware of all of the things that can possibly happen in the contract.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You do your letter of intent. They tell you, yes, we've accepted your offer. You need to go ahead and send the binder right now before you even see the contract.
There's a pregnant pause here.
Yeah, because, I don't like that.
Yes. This is why you need a realtor there on your side. And different builders are doing different things. Hey, you know what it's time for now?
It is
time for the hot deal of the day.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what is the house that we are going to have an open house at. It is in one of the premier neighborhoods in all of Jacksonville. And one of the special things about it is that if you want to bring and keep your boat in your neighborhood, you can do that.
In a freshwater lock.
Queens Harbor.
Freshwater system.
Yes.
I love it. Queens Harbor is amazing. And one of the nice things about this community is they have a special area that is all its own. So it's called Providence Island at Queens Harbor. It is townhomes and single family zero lot line homes. And yards get done by the community. You don't have to do it. You're not going to get a big yard, but you are going to get a big house with every single thing you need, every amenity. I mean, the house we have listed right now is 741 Providence Island Court. We're going to be there today from 11 to 1. But what I want to tell you, come spoil yourself. It has so many beautiful, beautiful fit and finishes, and it is
gorgeous.
It is gorgeous, and it's one of those houses you walk into that you say, this is totally custom built. This is such amazing quality. I mean, for a realtor to say that, come on, I've seen thousands of houses in my lifetime.
It's about 4,000.
They are not all that. Okay?
It's really nice.
It's about 4,000 square feet.
Yes.
Four bedrooms, six.
Well, four full baths, two half baths.
Yeah, each of the bedrooms has its own bathroom.
Ensuite.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah, it's so fantastic. And anyway, you just got to come out, see us today. We'll leave a little cliffhanger there of all the rest of the details of it. But it's an amazing home. Just tell the guard gate you're coming to the open house at 741 Providence Island Court. We'll see you there.
Yeah, folks, you really need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction of your life. Angela and I are here for you. You can call Angela at...
What is my number? 465-3845.
Yeah, you can call Susan at...
553-1578.
Okay, you can call me at 687-8161. The Van Wees are on tap to tell you about the week, and I believe they have so-so of a week. Yesterday was good, but a so-so of a week. But you're going to hear
from them.
Yep. We hope that you have a blessed day, that you have a great week. We're going to be back with you live again next week and tell you about all the high sales of the week. God bless everyone.